Welcome to this week's edition of Bengals Breakdown. I'm Dave Lapham, sitting in for my partner, Dan Horde. And we're on the doorstep of the Battle of Ohio Part 2, Butch. And what it boils down to is Cleveland runs the football, and they stop the run pretty well. I mean, in that defense, the way they can stop the run when they're playing from behind, right. You know, I mean, teams are going to run the football when they have the lead, and they're only giving up 3 yards a carry, best in the league.
Yeah. It's something that it's not a great matchup for the Bengals. Usually in this rivalry, it's amazing. They've gone from Corey Dillon to Larry Johnson to Jeremy Hill.
Right.
Everybody's had a 100-yard game against these guys. And I don't know. It's just the Bengals, as we all know, this is going to be their worst season rushing the ball ever. I think they might barely get more yards than they had in the strike season of 82 when they only played nine games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's not a great matchup.
Yeah, and when you look at it, Danny Shelton, who didn't play in the first matchup, he plays in this one, and Danny Shelton is a big reason why, you know, they're giving up less than 97 yards a game and 3 yards a rush. I mean, he manhandles people in the interior, so he does a good job of shutting the run down. Then they get people in third and long, and off the edge comes Myles Garrett. And Myles Garrett didn't play in the first game against the Bengals, and in limited play, he's got 4 sacks. He can come off the edge.
One thing about the Bengals that's a little different now than October 1st was they're out of the rotation business. You know, because of the Jake Fisher injury.
Right.
So they've got Obwehi at left, Andre Smith at right, and I don't know, Lapp, but it looked like they had a pretty good road trip. They went against some pretty good pass rushers, and they didn't get their clocks cleaned. I was wondering if, you know, do you think the pass protection has improved?
I think a big part of it is one of the biggest challenges. Denver was number one in the NFL on third down, and they converted 47%, and they threw 3 touchdown passes on third down. So, I mean, they had a pretty good day on third down against the best team in the NFL. And I think the reason they did it, even though they didn't get a lot of yards, they ran the ball persistently. And so, you know, now these pass rushers are trying to come from behind to win a game, and they can't come off the edge because, hey, they can still run it. They have a lead. They can run it on us. I thought what their pass protection was best was play-action pass.
Yeah.
They'd fake the run.
Right.
Offensive line to come off a little bit and short set and take people on. And there was separation, there was space, there was time, there was an opportunity for Andy Dalton to see the football field. And if they can still be persistent and more effective running the football, that's really going to help them. Because play action pass is max protection, and you're attacking them rather than catching them. And I think that really helped the offensive line and pass protection in that stretch.
I mean, I think it's a big test for Obwehi. I mean, Garrett is Garrett hasn't played much. When he's played, he's produced.
Yeah. A couple of former Texas A&M Aggies going at each other. Big picture, Butch. You know, coaches, players, everybody at this stage of the season. Most football teams are a lot different the last 6 games of the season than they are the first, unless you're the Patriots or teams of that ilk. Right. But teams look a lot different in the last 6 games of the season is when you try to pay the bills. That's when you try to be at your best. This football team, with all the roller coaster at 4-6, still control their own destiny in the final 6 games of the season. 3 of them division games, and then 3 against the NFC North. So, and they're 4 of them are at home. So they totally control their own destiny.
You know, I was talking to some of the folks up in Cleveland, and I was trying to tell them that, with Marvin Lewis, say what you want about Marvin, but his teams, you can't tell if it's September or if it's December or if it's November and what their record is. They play hard.
Yeah.
They will give you a hell of a ball game. I think that helps them it's a young team, but a lot of these guys have been in a November-December stretch where they've had to win to make the playoffs, 2012, 2013, to win a division. They had to win some key games. So it's not like they haven't been around the block.
I do agree with what's been said, though, this week by the Bengals coaching staff. Since the Bengals blew out the Cleveland Browns, they've been in every game. I mean, they've had leads in a lot of these games. They lose in overtime to a good football team. Jacksonville is a good football team. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it's not like they're spitting the bit. They're still playing very hard, too. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all transpires. How about a little history? How about this day in Bengals history?
Hey, November 22nd, we're shooting today on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Dave Lapham was involved in this one, 1981.
Yeah.
Put up 571 on the number one defense in football, the Denver Broncos.
Kenny threw for just short of 400 yards, involved a lot of receivers. That's what Andy Dalton did, by the way, against Cleveland in the first matchup. 3 different receivers had more than 60 yards. Cleveland went base instead of nickel against the Bengals. and the tight end took big advantage. I mean, you know, yep. Tyler Kroft had a big day. So, I mean, distributing the football, taking yep. advantage of it with a lot of people, it's going to be
big. One thing about that day against Denver, Isaac Curtis and Chris Collinsworth combined for two catches,
right.
And the tight ends, Danny Ross and ML Harris, went for 11 and for 119. And to me, the quote sums up that team from Collinsworth. He goes, I don't feel bad. He goes, I'll take 38 points and a 9-3 record. He said, that's the thing about this team. It's not one guy. He says, it's driving Monday Night Football and the national media crazy because it's not one guy.
And, you know, and I will say, when it's going well, really good offensively, all of us that day knew what Linda Infante was going to call before he called it. When you're on that kind of roll, everybody's on the same page, everybody's executing, and it's all a beautiful thing to watch. Speaking of beautiful things, happy Thanksgiving to everybody, all you fans watching Bengals Breakdown, and thanks to our photographers, Stephen Huddy, Robert Thomas. Happy Thanksgiving, boys.
It's a great job. That's a great job by Lapp. I think Hordy better watch out. He just got Wally pipped.